and music and performance easily into our lives and communities. I have enjoyed sharing the world of disability with you, and I invite you to continue on this journey with me. Until next time, from the studios of KXRW and X-Ray.fm, I'm Lana Hoffman, and let's keep rolling.
You just heard my interview with Lana Hoffman from our sister station in Vancouver, and I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and now you're listening to my show, Wildflowers and Weeds, here on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, streaming online and on demand at X-Ray.fm. You just heard Flower Pot by Captain Beefheart. This is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and today I'm in the X-Ray studio with the founders of Garden Party, which takes place August 23rd. It's a music festival in a garden with tea. I've got Christopher, Jordan, and Lindsay here with me. Hello. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
Howdy.
I was waiting. I was hoping it would be, you know. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, we coordinated all ahead of time. We've got numbers, whole system.
I was watching some of the promo videos, and I believe it.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys had some practice probably.
You know what? It's just natural.
Yeah, it just comes to us.
We come off rather cartoonish, and that comes off naturally.
I feel that. Yeah. I feel like those are, it's the exact same conversation that Dolly Parton had when she's like, I saw this woman with bleach blonde hair, red lips, rouge, and I was like, my mom was like, you're not going to be her. She's a, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Dolly is like, I want to be just like that. I'm like, yep. It's like you have like those character, like that's what we were born to do. Yeah. There's only so many of us.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And like, if we weren't like that, then like everyone would be sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. There would be no garden party.
For real. I'm excited about this. It looks really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're very excited about it. The Rose Garden in Washington Park is one of the most magical places ever.
Yeah.
And the amphitheater is so severely underutilized. Yeah. James Brown has played there. Johnny Cash has played there.
Really?
Like all these huge acts. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's just like, it's just kind of died off as the years have gone on.
That's so wild.
Huh. I have no idea.
So there's like a place outside of Phoenix called Arcosante, and it's like made by this art, his name is Solari. He was an architect who worked under Frank Lloyd Wright. And it's very like Star Trek-y. It's like basically off the grid. It's like positioned correctly so the sun heats it, cools it, you know, etc. It's made of cement. Anyway, there used to have a ton of concerts in like the 60s and 70s because it was a commune. So like naturally. And I saw Jackson Brown in Arizona, and he was like, and I almost got shot at Arcosante, so I started researching it. And the people who have played there, like Skrillex does a music festival there every year now, and he's done it for like 10 years.
Skrillex is my idol.
I'm like, that's what, it, you know. It's really wild, and it's basically an amphitheater also.
Whoa.
And it's all made of cement. It's really cool, and you can like lounge and hang out. I've never been to the festival because I'm a... They're hard to get tickets. You kind of have to like be invited.
Oh wow!
Oh,
it's cool though. But the history started putting me on a loop. I'm like, we could probably make like so many podcasts about like venues with the history of who played there or what happened there.
Yeah,
like,
I got absolutely.
Jackson Brown was like, I was shot at just right up the way, and I was like, oh my god, I've been there. I had no idea. Anyway.
We were the last people to play at the Big Lebowski before it closed.
Oh, that's true.
That is history. That is history.
Yeah, we actually heard the
gunshots.
There had been a shooting nearby, and it closed the next day.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Or maybe it was just because our music was so bad that they were like, we can't do this anymore. It's done.
The music was so inspiring.
I know. Well, I hope not.
I'm going to change my life today.
I did. It's funny because you guys are going to be playing us some music, but your music is so full of whimsy to like assume that like it brings anything negative to any, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's got to be someone out there.
Yeah.
I hate whimsy. Oh,
I know.
Oh my gosh.
There's probably a lot of those people out there actually
definitely.
They're like squishing clovers and stomping on fairy homes. Well, I did want to give a little bit of more information about the garden party. Y'all are playing it.
Yes.
And there's tea.
Oh, yeah.
There will be tea only for a select few.
Yeah, it could be you.
Yes, yeah. So we have three different types of seating available. There's general admission, which if you're familiar with the Rose Garden Amphitheater at Washington Park, the way it's set up is there's a large stage with a beautiful lawn in front of it, and then kind of built into the hill is this sort of stadium seating. It's all grass lawn, but on these tiers. So our general admission is in that sort of stadium setup area, and tickets for that area run at $20, although we do offer a 70% off discount for Oregon Trail card holders, so you can learn more about that at gardenparty2025.com. And then down on our lawn, we have our picnic seating, where we've gotten 30 beautiful, colorful picnic blankets that we're going to lay out on the lawn, and you can reserve a blanket that will seat three people. So it's a sort of package deal. And at the end of the show, if you like the blanket, which you probably will, they're beautiful, you can take it home. So you don't have to bring your own blanket. You've got it all set up for you. And then our fanciest offering, we only have 8 of these tickets left, is called Tea Service on Stage. And if you're willing to pay for a pricier ticket, you'll get to sit at a bistro table on stage with the performers during the performance. And our beautiful femcee, Asteria Atombomb, will be serving tea throughout the performance. And so if you want a particularly whimsical and up-close experience, those tickets should be really unlike other concert experiences.
I love that. That's so fun. I know. I was like, this is... I'm a big Alice in Wonderland kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I was obsessed as a kid. I was always Alice in Wonderland because I had blonde hair. Mm-hmm. And I had a cousin who had black hair, so she was Snow White. And they made us do that till we were, like, 10. But then when I was in college, I had to read it for a class assignment, which... it's a great book. Yeah. I was like, I'll read that. That's a cool, you know, I'll do that. It was a weird animal-human interactions class. It was very strange. Wow. But when I was reading through this, that's, like, I envision this, like, perfect Alice in Wonderland experience. Tea, picnics, music, you know, like, it's just...
Caterpillars.
In gardens, yeah. Like, it's cool.
Recreational caterpillars.
It's so cute. I'm excited.
So are we. When Jordan and I first moved to Portland, we were walking around Northwest near the Rose Garden, and we saw a ton of people dressed up as characters from Alice in Wonderland.
Amazing.
So if any of those people are listening, I think you'll really like Garden Party.
We spent so long inside during COVID and stuff that, like, now if there's something to do, my outfit's going hard for that.
Yep.
Like, I'm like, yeah. It's been sitting in here for years. It's getting worn, and I'm going out, you know, and I don't care.
It gives us tremendous satisfaction to play music to an audience that looks awesome too.
Totally. Yeah.
That's such a good point.
And then we just get this synergy going where if everyone looks awesome, then it creates maybe a more in-depth experience than just, you know, kind of wearing your sweats to a 100%. Concert in a sweaty indoor venue or something.
Yeah. And you're in a garden, so the smells are going to add to that. I think this is a good sensory experience for sure.
And if you care about the, I mean, it's, you can wear costume, you can wear your fanciest clothes, you can wear what you just feel best in. And I think...
Yeah, be comfortable.
Yeah, be comfortable. And I think that there's a certain buy-in that starts even before the concert begins when people are at home thinking about the show. They're like, oh, how can I get into the mood, get into the spirit? And so you arrive, and luckily we don't have to decorate because the Rose Garden takes care of that.
Totally.
And it's like people want to enjoy. You go out, you want to have this synergy with the rest of the audience and with the musicians on stage, and you want to be moved.
Yeah, for sure.
And so everyone looking to do that can really create something special.
That, honestly, when I probably 2 months leading up to something that's like an eventful, like a show, and you know, a family of something, et cetera, yeah. I'm already thinking of like what my outfit's going to be like. Like I already am. I'm like,
heck yeah.
What type of florals am I looking for? Am I looking for something new? Am I looking to find it in my old bin of clothes? You know, like I'm already, because it is all like, it adds into it, and it's just like, I don't know, weird symbiotic collaboration of artists in their own way. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you're not, if you don't think you're an artist, but you decided to wear like your outfit, a specific outfit, like that is art.
Yeah.
I love that.
And this actually feels like a relevant time to bring up. We're going to solidify the time. So if you follow us on Instagram at Garden Party Portland, or check out our website at gardenparty2025.com, more details are going to be coming in. But on August 10th, it's a Sunday, probably late morning, we're going to be doing a large photo shoot and picnic in Washington Park at the amphitheater. So we're going to have our whole lineup of musicians who are performing all in costume, and we want to open it up to anyone who wants to show up dressed for a kind of old Victorian era style painting, you know, just like crazy, ridiculous photo shoot, you are absolutely welcome to come hang out with all of the artists who will be performing.
That's August 10th?
Yes, and that'll be August 10th, which is, you know, about 2 weeks before the show itself. And it should be a really fun and ridiculous way to keep the excitement going.
This is a fun call to, like, for, you know, like, open call for extras.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Please. Yeah. And wear your tulle.
Yes. And bring your parasols.
Yeah, bring your parasols. That's so cute. I do, anytime I'm around either the Test Garden or this garden, like, people who are picnicking in the rose, like, in the middle of the roses, and you kind of have to, like, walk around them, and I'm like, I need to be that person. Why have I not done this? It smells so good here.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't done it, but my aunt, our aunt who, like, lives right across the way from us, she gave us a picnic basket recently.
I'm just sharing my outfit.
Yeah.
We are promoting the show as a picnic concert.
I just, you know, that's my purse for the day.
There you go.
And it has wine and cheese in it. Just kidding.
So does mine.
I love it. And gluten-free crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you guys want to play us a song?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What song are y'all going to play?
We're going to play two songs for you today. And this first one is called Day by Day. This is a Ned and Wendy the Band song. And Christopher Jack's going to be jumping on to help us with it. Which is going to be another fun thing about the concert is that there will be, you know, sets with different artists, but there's going to be a lot of collaboration during the performance, people jumping up, sharing the stage with new artists. So it should be, again, a very...
Almost like a variety show.
Almost like a variety show.
I love that. Are you guys channeling the Johnny Cash? You know what I mean?
He played the stage...
He did variety show. I mean,
that's such a good point.
I mean, I love Johnny Cash and June Carter's banter
it's
on
probably
stage.
Probably like
I,
that's
it's what
true.
I aspire to achieve.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, hopefully a successful marriage and stage banter.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Those are both really important things. The banter.
Oh yeah.
Banter is key. Be a couple years till I catch up. Might be a couple more till I slow down. Might take a couple of fights before we make up. Might take a couple rides, a couple lefts till we turn around. Might be a couple nights before sunrise. Might take a couple shots, open your eyes. Take a big old trip to clear out the lies. La 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 la. Might take a couple times around before we get it right. And it's gonna take a whole lot of patience, whole lot of faith, whole lot of taste. Take a little more than all I got. Say Could you lend me a light? All I can give you words in an alley, la 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 la. But when the trees are full of birds, what could you need of me? And it's gonna take a whole lot of patience, whole lot of faith, whole lot of taking.
Just heard a live performance by Ned and Wendy the band, plus Christopher.
Christopher Jack.
The full name, I feel like some people's names should be said altogether.
Should be settled?
Said altogether.
Oh, said altogether?
Christopher Jack works.
Well, it's technically Christopher Jack Thompson, but I can settle for just two names.
I know, whenever we first met you, Chris, you put your contact into my phone as Christopher Jack.
Really?
Yeah, so that's how I knew you at first, and then everyone was just calling you Chris. I was like, no, it's Christopher Jack. But it was because that was your artist name.
Wow. That makes sense. Yeah. Both. I have a cousin who's named Elizabeth Rose, and her mom would be like, don't call her Liz. It's Elizabeth Rose. And it was so proper. And We all do call her Liz, like, in text messages, you know?
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, her name does... I mean, Elizabeth Rose is one of the... Christopher Jack... Like, they work well together as a full name.
They're good names.
I might be switching it to Christopher Jacko. Just for search engine optimization.
For sure. Do it around fall. That's a good point. I feel like it's a fitting name for... You know what I mean?
Jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. Yeah. It works.
Halloween. Okay, so this one's called Imagination. Jordan, you got the drums on the guitar?
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Forget about your imagination, baby, you don't need it anymore. Forget about your imagination, fall straight through the floor. Forget about your imagination, baby, you don't need it anymore. Time machine, just let us slip into a dream, and on the other side we'll find a safe place to hide. 'Cause you can be anybody, anything you wanna be. You can be anybody, anything you wanna be, yeah. You can be anybody. forget about your imagination, baby, you don't need it anymore. Forget about your imagination, you're so impossible to ignore. You can be anybody, anything you wanna be, yeah. You can be anybody, anything you wanna be, yeah. If love is a time machine, just let us slip into a dream. And on the other side, we'll find a safe place to hide. 'Cause you can be anybody. Woo! Anything you wanna be.
You can be what you wanna be.
You can be anything that you wanna be.
You can be anybody.
Anything you wanna be. Yeah!
Anybody, you can be anybody,
anything you wanna be.
Oh, thank you very much.
That was amazing.
That was a Christopher Jack original.
It's so good.
Christopher Jack
original.
Well, you can be anybody that you want to be.
Yeah, that's true.
It was so perfectly fitting. I hope you came. That was like a great segue of your name change and then that song. I know that you didn't walk in here with that idea, so I just am.
But the thing is, I'm going through an identity crisis every day.
Is that what brought that song to your forefront of writing it?
I think it has more to do with imagination, and I just try to keep my imagination stimulated all the time. And I feel like in this internet age, you know, we're kind of killing off our imagination every time we go on our phone and look at a video or look at a piece of information, for a matter of fact. Just like just leaving the world open to interpretation is such a beautiful thing, and kind of let your imagination wander. And so the forget about your imagination is like, oh, you don't need your imagination anymore. But we really do, I think, more than ever.
Yeah. And if you don't use it, you lose it.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to keep that muscle going.
It's totally true. I remember when I was like 20, I was like 22 or 23, and I was playing with my nephew who was 6, and like the dinosaurs, the rug was water. I thought the rug was the land. My dinosaur couldn't swim, and it like escalated. My dinosaur died. You know, like it was very dramatic, and I was like,
you should bring your dinosaur to the garden party August
23rd.
We'll resurrect it.
I strangely have a tiny dinosaur in my garden.
That's awesome.
Just hidden on a brick. It came in a plant, and that's funny that you say that.
Yeah.
And it was a long neck because they couldn't anyway. But I was like, when did I lose my imagination, you know? And the more, like, you're around kids, like, the more you have to, like, engage with your own imagination, and you're reminded of, like, the child in you.
Yeah.
And sometimes you spend too much time with adults who are not, who don't want you to have your imagination, too.
Oh, yeah, that's the first thing they tell you when you turn 18. Get out of the house. Forget about your imagination. Yeah.
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah, little did they know we were all just going to be, like, trying,
we're gonna
being crazy
anyway.
Artists who were just trying to make it. And we're like,
yeah, we're in Portland. This isn't.
I know. If you're here, you know. You get it. The arts. Yeah. You know. It's worth it, though. I think that. Yeah, and like bringing people together, sharing what you have if you have it, because you know, sometimes I go to karaoke and you hear people sing and you're just like, oh my God, why are you bringing this to people? More people need to hear you. And it's just like this one person up there singing J-Lo or something. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, okay, I had no idea it's so much fun. But, you know, it's, you have to bring it to the table. That's how you help others.
Yeah, and I think that names and finding your name and finding your individuality and expressing that, whether it's in karaoke or as a musician, artist, or any sort of anything you want to be, really. Because, yes, as we said, it strengthens that muscle, but it also leads us on roads in ourselves to figure out who we are, and it changes the art and really gives it a reason to be. And it creating a place where it's, especially in Portland, where new thought and new ideas are original, and people aren't necessarily just trying to be like the other people. People are trying to be individuals, and individuals to the extreme. That's something that creates a very fertile environment for music and the arts.
Totally. That same nephew is 18 now, and I was like, when you come visit me in Portland, you can be whatever you want to be, because he lives in Southern Alabama. You don't get that choice there.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, really? Like, he was blown away. And then when he came, he loved it. He talked to every single one of our art friends, and he was so sincere when he's having these conversations. But I was like, you could see a princess, a person in pajamas, and someone who's like dressed goth walking down the street, and they're best friends.
Yeah, it's true.
And no one even looks twice, and you're just like, all friends, and then you just like move on. Like, that doesn't happen most places. Like, if half the stuff that I wear, people in Phoenix would be like, that girl's wearing a wig right now. Here it's like, oh my God, I love your wig. You know, it's very.
And speaking of wigs, the garden party is hopefully the greatest excuse and reason to come be yourself for a day, August
23rd.
Wear crazy wigs or be super, I don't know, just kind of simple, whatever you want to be, really.
Yeah.
I love that.
Open to all.
It's, you guys also have like great guidelines, the ADA guidelines, which I know I talked about off mic. I was going to say off camera, but we're not on camera. But you guys are incorporating a lot of those, you know, making it equal, not accessible, but equitable, which is something me and my friend talk a lot about in general, where it's like, that's where the thing that people are missing.
Yeah, we're working really hard to make sure that, people can be at this event, because to us it's not just a concert. It is very much the kind of the manifestation of our shared love of the community here and of people in general. And we have found that the best way that we have to bring people together and to help people feel and be moved and have compassion is by making music. And so what the city offers, one of the greatest things that the city offers is beautiful spaces to do that, where you can also be around nature and feel that state of awe. And so we want to make sure that that's something that all of the members of our community can experience with us. So, the venue does have ADA accessible seating, both up above the stadium seats as well as on the lawn. And we're also offering 70% discount on general admission tickets to anyone with an Oregon Trail card. So if you just go to our website, gardenparty2025.com, there's information on how to get that discount, as well as a map giving you a sense of where the accessible seating is. We're running the website. It's really, the three of us are doing this whole thing. And so if you reach out on the contact page, I'm the one who's probably going to be responding. You're talking to a person.
95% chance.
Yes. And either me or my cat. And we really, really do want to make sure this is something that, if you're listening and this sounds like something you want to be a part of, that you can be a part of it. So please do feel free to reach out to us with any questions. And I don't know if we've mentioned it yet, but the show is taking place on August 23rd. And as we have said, it's going to be at the Washington Park Rose Garden Amphitheater. That's in Southwest Portland. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful space.
How did this whole concept come about?
Well, a couple of years ago, I tried throwing a kind of over-the-top, too serious festival with this band in town, the Dandy Warhols, that I'm close to. And this summer, I just threw the idea out to Lindsay, not really knowing they also had their own backstory with the place. But I personally have always dreamt of playing there because I think it is the coolest, most beautiful venue in all of Portland, hands down. Not even close. Nothing else compares. And then they had their own amazing backstory, too.
Well, I mean, we just, you know, we moved here in 2022, and we moved to, you know, the Metropolitan apartment building on 21st in Everett. We're not there anymore, so if you're stalking us, you won't find us there.
deep in the woods.
But it you know, it was a 5-minute walk from the entrance to Washington Park, and so, you know, I think, like, first full day that we were in town, we walked up there and, you know, saw that amphitheater. And for both of us, it was just, wow, that's the absolute dream. And we're like, how cool would it be if we ever got the chance to play there? And it took us a few years and a friendship with Christopher Jack to realize that we could make that happen. If we were willing to commit and make the investment and go and trust that we could.
You're like, who's booking this? How do I get in touch with them? And then there's that one day where you're just like, I'm the booker.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting in touch Someone with has myself. To do this.
Yeah.
The Mad Hatter will be at the event too, and we wear all the hats as well.
That's true.
I love that. This is super cool. I like all the parts.
Great,
I like that it's seated, mm-hmm. seated, and in the middle of roses.
And we're definitely going for it and sending it this year. It's very ambitious for us to try to be doing this, but the hope is that it becomes a tradition and we do it every summer.
This is just the start.
Need more life in that place. Like I said, mm-hmm. just the most amazing artists have played there, and it's become kind of prohibitively expensive to do. So we're just trying to do everything we can to just get life into Washington Park, but the city in general, and spread the joy.
I do appreciate, like, Portlanders really love their parks.
Yeah.
Like, parks, the first sunny day of, like, mm-hmm. spring, everybody's out of work and they're at parks, and you're just like, do none of you work? And, like, me, the disabled one, I'm like, are any of you working? But it is funny to see, like, it's every type of person, families, not families, alone, to get, it's just like everybody's at parks. And in Arizona, that does not happen. Like, no, you know, if you're a kid, you might go to the playground, but no one's, like, spending time hanging out in the parks, like, having picnics every sunny day, you know?
They're not, I would imagine they're not quite as lush in Arizona.
Yeah. Only the golf courses, and it's all reclaimed water, so you don't want to roll in it. Yeah, but, you know, those ones are lush, but other than that, it's, no, even on a hot day, you don't want to be on nice grass.
Yeah.
In Arizona. But, like, I don't know, it's just cool that we do have a lot of events during the summer, and it's nice, like, every weekend you can see live music and some in cool places like parks. So I could see this. I mean, the concept, the vibe, it's really cool. I'm excited to see it all come together.
Oh, thank you.
So are we.
That is at gardenparty2025.com. You can find all of their information. Do you guys want to play us another song, or should I play a song?
We only...
Should we do Imagine?
Is there an issue to us doing a cover of a song that isn't ours?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then, yeah, we can play another song.
Okay. Cool. And then we'll play a song after. I did make a playlist for them around gardens. So I'll play one of those songs, and we'll come back.
Hey, Linz, can you help me on the yoo-hoos?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can help you on the yoo-hoos anytime.
I love yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
Okay.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for the world. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer. Someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. For greed or hunger, a brotherhood of men. Imagine all the people living for the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
Indie movies, and when the credits Support for X-Ray FM comes from our friends at Pickathon. July 31st through August 3rd at Pendarvis Farm in Happy Valley, Oregon. A multi-sensory experiential music festival celebrating 25 years. Weekend and single day passes now available. Tickets, schedule, and more information available at pickathon.com.
Support for X-Ray comes from Grand Lodge Concerts, presenting an evening with the infamous String Dusters, Leftover Salmon, and Kitchen Dwellers in concert on August 14th. Details at mcmenamins.outdoorconcerts.com.
Today the trees are weightless and I'm close behind. No strings fly between me and the sky. Don't you be surprised if you see us walking on the waves. I am always gonna find my way to you. About the blue that I feel, it's nothing to examine. We all know that it's real, and like a cosmic flower, I am reaching for the rays. I am always gonna find my way to you.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Grand Lodge Concerts, presenting the Rowdy Summer Nights Tour with Leftover Salmon, Infamous String Dusters, and Kitchen Dwellers, Thursday, August 14th at McMenamin's Grand Lodge. Also presenting Keb Moe and Sean Colvin, the Teske Brothers, and more. Summer concert info at grandlodgeconcerts.com.
That was Lydia Luce with the song Cosmic Flowers, and before that was Garden Song by Camp. You're listening to X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. If you're just tuning in, I'm joined in the X-Ray studio live with the founders of Garden Party, which takes place on August 23rd. I've got Christopher, Jack, Jordan, and Lindsay. Now it just sounds like there's four people in that room with you.
Jack is very small. You can't see.
I thought their names were Ned and Wendy.
Right. Yes. Ned. We could have just kept it secret. Ned.
Ned, you're joking.
I do love the story of Ned and Wendy.
Thank you.
And that they were the cars meeting, which is just so, like, such a random thing to be named. You know, like...
It is. We still confuse
people. Neither of us are car people either. It's not like something we care deeply about cars, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was truly just so... Okay, sure.
Well, I think the names fit well together. Yeah. Like, Ned and Wendy do work really well.
Well, they're very similar.
Yeah.
Phonetically.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. And, like, Jordan and Lindsay would be, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is, I think, the band Snail Mail, I'm pretty sure the lead singer is named Lindsay Jordan.
Whoa.
Well, I actually heard her name was Ned Wendy.
Better name.
I love that. I also like how you guys met and how you started collaborating prior. Like, that was a... Songwriting and music was your, like, bond.
Yeah, it was our whole world. for a while there.
I feel, yeah. I'm
such a romantic story.
It really is. It's really cute. I know. I want you guys to tell it. We've got time.
Yeah, we got time. Heck yeah.
Well, let's see. What's the concise version?
Well, it all begins in 2019. You were a singer-songwriter in New York City, and I was a composer in L.A., and you were working on an album.
And with a young producer, and I wanted to have a string arrangement on two of my songs, and we didn't know any studio musicians to hire. So the producer said, well, my like best friend from high school works as a film composer in L.A., and he could probably do it remotely. So
that was me.
That was Jordan. And the first time we ever talked, it was on the phone, and it was a phone call 20 minutes after I broke up with the person that I was seeing in New York. So I was in a state.
And I just recovered from, or was recovering from spinal fusion surgery.
Statistically, rebounds are... they work out.
Yeah.
It's true.
It really is. There's like this weird, I don't want to say there's like trauma bonding because that phrase is like used inappropriately. It's not like the definition of it. But there is like some joint, yeah, like brain thing that happens to, I don't know.
Definitely. I think there's also when you're forced, when you reach a low point, you're forced to confront yourself and deal with things in a specific way.
Yeah.
And you kind of, you can tell when someone's been through that.
Yeah.
And there's a certain kind of flicker in the flicker of the eye, or just an understanding and empathy.
A deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you've seen stuff.
Yeah.
You've seen. There's like a lot of isolation too. Not only your work is like singularly you at that level, but you also are recovering from like,
yeah,
surgery and isolation. Like, you need outside people, like, yeah, you really do. And so
it's Buddhist,
it's weird. It was cool. Yeah. And it's coincidentally when you needed her, weirdly.
Yeah,
like, that's,
yeah, it really was perfect timing.
And then COVID happened,
yeah, like 3 months, yeah, after we met. And so there was this sort of convenient thing of, oh, there's this guy in L.A.
We'd never actually met.
Yeah, but I know that we can remotely collaborate.
Totally.
And that might be the thing that keeps me from, you know, totally going crazy, moving back in with my parents in rural Pennsylvania as I'm about to graduate from graduate school. You know, this,
yeah,
is not where I thought I would be.
Not at all.
And so, you know, I spent so much time, like, FaceTiming with Jordan in my childhood bedroom and
so
working
weird
on music collaborations in, like, my parents' kitchen. And it's like, it's not where I thought I would meet my future husband.
There's this weird, like, yeah, and COVID, too, happening and already having this, like, connection where you're working, I don't know, like, on something together. I don't know. There's,
yeah,
this, it's... it's funny to think, but because you're at your parents' house, you also didn't have all these, like, outside factors that would weigh you down, too. So it's kind of,
yeah,
a good place to heal.
It's just a weird time because it was the most, one of the most, up until that point, it was the most beautiful period of time.
And creative.
In my life, and creative time. And it was also the most, you know, like, horrifying,
yeah,
you know, scary, devastating period of time. It was just such high highs and low lows happening at once. It was,
that's growing up. That's when you,
yeah,
learn. I feel like
never
that's
stopped.
When you, whatever age it is, that something happens where you're like, oh, bad and good coexist,
yeah,
all the time.
That was,
that's when you're
that
like,
period.
Oh, I grew up. And it might be like 28.
Yeah.
Because that, it was like 27 when my dad died. I was like, oh, good things and bad things happen.
Take
all the
good
time at the same time. Yeah, exactly.
Take the good with the bad, turn it into something beautiful.
Mm. Yeah. And I think artists, like, having that outlet. Also, funny that you moved to Portland, because I feel like Portlanders, like, during the winter, everybody, like, hunkers down with their art.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not a lot of socializing that happens. You kind of just stay home in your cozy outfit.
I love that.
And you work on, like,
the year.
Yeah, it's like your hibernation.
Yeah.
I talked to so many artists of different facets, like, every type of different art. You know, and every one of them's like, I love winter.
Yeah.
When, yes, I sit at home and work on my thing, and I'm like, I get it.
The perfect time to get stuff done.
Yeah. And then you share it in summer.
The thing is, people, outside of like the Pacific Northwest, they don't know. Like, it's a weird gatekeeping. They're like, oh, it's a lot of rain, and we're like, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, yeah, don't come.
Don't come here. So it's terrible. So awful. Oh,
Portland has a declining population. We could use a little boost.
Yeah. True, true. Only artists. We need your help.
And some artist patrons.
Yes, yes. We actually those ones.
Definitely those ones.
Condos are really cheap right now.
The HOAs are horrific, but they're cheap.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, oh, it's $200,000. Oh, the HOA is $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
I recently was doing that look actually yesterday, and I was like, oh, wow.
I fell into the same trap around COVID.
Yeah, I did.
I almost bought this place in the Portland Plaza, which was the heart of the chaos.
Yeah.
During COVID, like right near the Keller Auditorium.
Yeah.
And the HOA was $18.50 a month.
And it doesn't include your parking spot usually. Yeah, you're just like,
and the condo was like $200,000.
Yeah. So your mortgage might be $1,200 plus HOA. You're looking at way more than any apartment would cost.
Jeez.
I know, and they all started, I mean, we could go into a long story about houses.
Housing.
This
housing.
Might be a second episode. We'll have you on after the garden party.
Yeah. I love discussing real estate.
Garden party founders / housing experts on to discuss the state of the Portland housing market.
Well, we are just fascinated with place, and, you know, the amphitheater is the coolest place in maybe all of the universe.
That's true. If we could buy it and live there. I imagine that the HOA would be very high.
To live in a park. Yeah. And all the people who trim your roses are volunteers. They're not even getting paid, and you're paying this. Anyway, we could imagine what would be built there. That's okay.
Imagine.
Well, you're listening to X-Ray FM. If you've been listening, we've had the founders of Garden Party on. It happens August 23rd at Washington Park Amphitheater. Tickets, tea, etc., can be found on their website at Garden Party 2025. And thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Imagine. Thank you.
Yeah. Wear your cool outfits. Mm-hmm. August 10th, August 23rd. You guys, your Instagram's easy. Yep. Garden Party PDX, right?
Garden Party Portland.
Portland. And yeah, I'm excited.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah. Anytime. We're sister shows. I feel like your guys' show in Vancouver and my show are like kind of hold hands. Anyway, we'll play you guys one more song from the playlist I made for y'all. Which one did I have loaded? Oh, this one's Late in the Garden by Nick Waterhouse. This is for you guys.
Thanks.
Thanks for being here. Radio's yours. JBJ's up next with Hello Pro World.
Shut my